This is how corporations get around campaign finance laws. They form independent expenditure committees. California's finance reform law limits individual campaign contributions, but it leaves the door wide open for independent expenditure committees to invest millions in political candidates and propositions. That's what we saw in this year's election. Scott Lay, CEO for the Association of Community Colleges, runs AroundTheCapitol.com, which monitors campaign financing.
We saw significant independent expenditures in this campaign. We saw $95 million spent by the oil companies to defeat Proposition 87. While it was a well-funded yes campaign at $57 million, $50 million of it coming from Hollywood producer Stephen Bing, the oil companies just really ponied up to defeat this proposed oil tax for energy purposes.
Lay estimates upwards of $600 million was spent in this year's statewide election, with $300 million going to the propositions. Al Lundin, communications director for the No on 87 campaign, agreed oil corporations like Chevron financed the opposition to the oil tax.
This is a proposition where record amounts of money were spent, but both sides did a very good job of expressing their opinion. I think it's fair to say that the oil energy industry opposed Prop 87, and many of them were involved in the effort. That's where the funding came for the No on 87 campaign. Well, I know Chevron was a contributor, obviously. There's Era Energy, Occidental. Those are some of the companies that I know contributed money.
Lundin adds that the measure failed because it was a vague policy, not because of corporate financing. According to state records, the top spender to defeat Prop 87 was Chevron, contributing $43 million to its opposition. Era Energy, which is Shell and Exxon, spent $32 million, and Occidental Oil and Gas spent over $9 million to defeat the oil tax initiative. Another measure to face defeat was the tobacco tax, Proposition 86. Again, Scott Lay of AroundTheCapitol.com.
Proposition 86, the cigarette tax for health care, the tobacco companies spent about $66.6 million in opposition to the measure, which and only $16.7 million was spent in the support side. And that includes the amount of money that was spent to qualify the measure. So you really saw the no sides on both Proposition 86 and Proposition 87 dwarfing the yes sides. And at the end of the day, in California, it looks like money talked.
Tobacco giants Philip Morris spent over $30 million, and R.J. Reynolds spent over $20 million to defeat the tobacco tax for health care initiative. Bill Phelps, spokesperson for Philip Morris USA, declined to comment on the company's campaign contributions, but did release this public statement.
We're gratified that voters have rejected Prop 86, and we will continue to work with others to address the serious issues surrounding tobacco use.
Proposition 85, the parental notification of a minor's abortion, was also defeated. Supporters, mostly religious groups, spent over $4 million to pass the initiative, but women's rights and health groups spent over $5 million to successfully defeat Prop 85. The California Nurses Association thinks that shows money buys elections in California. Jan Rodolfo is a nurse who sits on the union's board of directors.
Right now, we feel that people don't have a voice in politics. We've got sort of a pay-to-play system where your voice is only as loud as the donations that you're able to give. The ballot initiative process could be a very important part of our democracy, but I think it's been very badly twisted from its intent. Unfortunately, under the current system, it's really about large boluses of money from corporations really determining the outcome of the ballot measures. I think that it's important that you limit corporations in what they can donate to ballot measures. Otherwise, corporations can successfully block any reform that people come together to try to pass.
That's why the CNA invested over $4 million to support Proposition 89, the campaign finance reform legislation, which would close the independent expenditure loophole. but that attempt garnered just 25% support at the ballot box. The insurance, real estate, and oil industries joined forces to spend $4.4 million against Prop 89. Lenny Goldberg, the executive director of the California Tax Reform Association, says Prop 89's defeat means corporate money will continue to influence politics.
Big money can almost always get a no vote. You can always find something that you can blow out of proportion or some big lie that you can make. And the big lie was that this is just a politician's slush fund. The nurses, as the sponsors of that proposition, really needed to have a lot more money to get their message out. You know, I think they had a good and positive message, but they were unable to get it out, saying clean money, clean elections. And instead, they just got buried in a lot of negative advertising. It's just really quite unfortunate. 89 failed, but, you know, we have to keep going on campaign reform. There's no question about it.
In the governor's race, state treasurer Phil Angelides raised half of what Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger raised, amounting to over $40 million. The governor beat Angelides by a landslide. But the battle for finance reform isn't over. Rodolfo says the California Nurses Association will be working with Assemblymember Lonnie Hancock of Berkeley to draft campaign finance legislation next year. For KPFA News, I'm Christina Onnestad.